Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt Friday. He acted as investigators continue to probe whether a bomb brought down the Russian jetliner last weekend that crashed into the Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people on board. The Russian leader acted quickly after the chief of the country's FSB security service recommended the halt in flights. Russia had for days dismissed as speculative suggestions by U.S. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron that Islamic State insurgents planted a bomb aboard the Metrojet flight from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh to St. Petersburg. British vacationers encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh Friday. Here's British Ambassador to Egypt John Casson.
Flights are coming in that will allow us to take more people home later today. They're just challenging logistical issues involved in making sure that flights can leave and arrive in a busy airport in line with international regulations in a way that's safe. We're working through those issues. We've got very good collaboration, and our expectation is to get as many people home as soon as possible.
That's British Ambassador to Egypt, John Casson. Officials in Moscow said U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met by telephone Friday on efforts to widen international political talks on Syria to include both opposition groups and the Assad government. Russia's foreign ministry reported in a statement that Lavrov and Kerry also discussed the multinational fight against the Islamic State. This is VOA News. White House officials say U.S. President Barack Obama has concluded that Israeli and Palestinian leaders will make no significant progress toward peace before he leaves office in early 2017. That pessimistic forecast was disclosed as Mr. Obama prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Political campaigning in Myanmar is drawn to a close ahead of a national vote that could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy party. Western nations and human rights groups are calling for fair, free, and transparent elections on Sunday. At the U.S. State Department, spokesman John Kirby has said key U.S. officials are closely watching the elections as an index of Myanmar's progress from military dictatorship to democracy. Kirby says the United States is focused on ensuring that the conduct and outcome of the elections are as credible, transparent, and as inclusive as possible. U.S. President Barack Obama on Friday rejected construction of the controversial Keystone Oil Pipeline from drilling sites in Canada through the central region of the United States.
This morning, Secretary Kerry informed me that after extensive public outreach and consultation with other cabinet agencies, the State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
Mr. Obama said it would not make a meaningful long-term contribution to the U.S. economy with job creation or lower already low gas prices for U.S. motorists. The president said he called Canada's new Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to inform him of the decision. Environmentalists have long claimed that the Keystone Project would damage the fragile environment in its path. The U.S. said Friday its labor market rebounded sharply from 3 months of weak job growth. It added 271,000 more jobs in October and likely eased the way for the central bank to raise interest rates next month. The Labor Department reported the U.S. unemployment rate edged down to 5% last month, the lowest rate in 7 years. The world's largest economy shrugged off a sluggish manufacturing sector, showing strong job growth in professional and business services, healthcare, retail, food services, and construction. A banana plantation owner and the former head of Haiti's government construction agency will face off against each other in Haiti's presidential runoff next month. The Electoral Council announced that banana entrepreneur Jovenel Moïse and Jude Celestin will face each other. I'm Sarah Williams.
That's the latest world news from VOA.